Module 7, Setting Goals. It is universally accepted that a business will get nowhere without having targets and ambitions to which to aspire. There is a phrase often used which describes people as goal-oriented. The meaning of this phrase is that the individual seeks to achieve goals and defines their success by the reaching of these goals. If they fail to meet it, they consider that they have failed overall, no matter the quality of their work they have done to get there, or any obstacles overcome. Though this seems a little negative given the numerous ways in which a person can fail to reach their goals. Goals and motivation. Anyone in a job will have some targets to meet with regard to their performance. The extent to which they achieve that, the number of times they do so, and the quality which they apply is all considered worthwhile material for target setting and attainment. Some companies set business-wide goals, while others set individual goals for each of their employees. Whatever the case, these goals are used in a number of ways and are considered an important part of every job. One way in which goals feed motivation is the obvious one of performance-related pay. While just about every job will come with a basic salary, the importance of ensuring that work is done to a satisfactory standard means that bonuses and top-up payments are paid out for achieving and surpassing goals. This feeds into people's need to be financially rewarded for doing a satisfactory job, one of the major motivations for working. If you feel that you are undervalued in your job, one complaint you may have is that it does not pay well enough. Therefore, it is important for your employer to motivate you by paying you well enough and for you to ensure you are well paid by meeting goals. Another way in which goals aid the motivation of employees is that they introduce an element of competition. In most offices these days, you will see a results board which carries the names of team members and their performance in set categories. Depending on how seriously you take competition, you may feel that being top of the list is the important thing, or that being ahead of a specific individual is more important. Regardless, no one wants to be last, and the public displaying of goals can make sure that people do their level best to perform. After all, as Herzberg contends, recognition is a major element of motivation. Setting SMART goals. It is one thing to set goals and another to set meaningful goals. Anyone can set themselves an easily achievable goal and meet it without really trying. This is not beneficial for motivation. By the same token, it is not beneficial to set goals for someone else that they simply cannot attain. The result of doing this is that they will fail to meet these goals and be discouraged. Rather than striving to meet them next time, they are as likely to exhaust themselves through futile effort or to let their frustration overcome them and fall ever shorter. It is important to set intuitive goals which, though achievable, are not in any way guaranteed. This increases the challenge while keeping the real possibility of success. Managers are now using an acronym to sum up the criteria that goals need to meet in order to be worthwhile and calling them SMART goals. The acronym has various meanings, but for the most part, the elements fall into the following categories. Specific. Goals need to be definite and defined. They need to be on a level where only people who are prepared to work hard will achieve them. Measurable. Goals need to be something which can be assessed and plotted against previous months and fellow staff members. They need to be worthwhile and to constitute something that people will be proud to achieve. Achievable. There is no point in setting goals arbitrarily and unilaterally. Setting goals which a member of staff cannot achieve is counterproductive and may have the opposite result from that intended. Realistic. As mentioned before, there is no point setting goals that cannot be achieved or which are too easy to achieve. They should not be set in regard to a minor element of the job, and achieving them should have tangible benefits. Timed. Setting a goal of selling 100 units is relatively meaningless unless you specify a time period. Also, during the time period, it should be possible to check in and see if the candidate is set to meet their goals or miss them. Evaluating and adapting. Based on what we have seen above, the importance of goals is not only in setting them in the first place, but in learning from the experience of achieving or missing them. Sometimes what looks like a realistic goal can be difficult or impossible to reach in the current situation, and either the goals need to be reset or the employee needs to be retrained or coached. Sometimes the goals will be achieved easily and ahead of schedule with a minimum of effort, in which case they may well need to be revised upwards or the employee's method scrutinized. What is certain is that realistic and accurate goals can be used to evaluate an employee's performance and to see where changes can be made. Based on an employee just narrowly missing their goals a few months in a row, it may be possible to find out one factor which is holding them back and preventing them from achieving what they are capable of. It may also be that they are hitting all but one of their targets, but just failing on the final one. In these cases, a target or goal can be used as a way of motivating the employee. If they can just hit that last target, then they will be rewarded. There are ways that they can improve their performance on that front, so they know what they need to do in order to hit it. This can be a very useful tool in ensuring that people take their training to heart and are motivated to apply it. What can be said for certain is that misapplied targets and goals can have a detrimental effect on employee motivation from either side. Too easy and the employee becomes complacent. Too hard and they become frustrated. This is why it is necessary to set SMART goals for an employee and to fine-tune them if they cease to be SMART. Case study. Jerry and Ken were working on a drawing they needed to send off to their boss for approval on a tender. They were struggling to refine the drawing until Ken suggested they use the SMART goal technique to set a meaningful goal with regards to the needs of the drawing and those who would translate it into actual plans for a road or highway. Ken agreed, and they set out goals which were specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and timed. Once they had realized that it was their deadline that had been stalling them, Ken and Jerry managed to set out a SMART goal which enabled them to complete the drawing in all its steps with minimal struggle. Both men were happy to hand it in the next week and pleased with the praise they received.